This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and this show is called The People Behind the PhDs. This is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks, and welcome to the three-part interview with Dr. Robert Poole, who studies corpus-aided discourse study, corpus-aided language teaching and learning, and ecolinguistics at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Let's get to the show. The people behind the PhDs. Stories. Stories are humanity's original technology, so I'm proud to carry on the traditional technology and share this story with you. Whether you're on an iPhone or an Android, whether you're on Apple, Spotify, or another podcast service, whether you're at home, in your car, at work, on public transportation, working out, or just walking around, I dedicate my shows to you. Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts, Consequential Stories for Life. Hello, hello, this is Dr. Z, Zachary Brooks at drz.net, that's dr-z.net. You can also find me on Apple Podcasts, also known as iTunes. Look for the Dr. Z red logo. It looks like a Zorro. And you can also find me on Facebook at DRZ Podcasts. This show is called The People Behind the PhDs. In The People Behind the PhDs, I explore not only a person's research, but I'm really interested in the adventure of a person becoming a PhD. So my fifth and very special guest today is Dr. Robert Poole, who is currently at the University of Alabama. He studies corpus-aided discourse study, corpus-aided language teaching and learning, and ecolinguistics. So I have some questions already, such as, what is a corpus anyway? Does anyone know? Well, hopefully Dr. Robert Poole can share that with us. And what is ecolinguistics? Is that like biology? What's going on here? At any rate, let's welcome Dr. Poole to the show. So hello, how are you today, Dr. Robert Poole?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me. I look forward to our discussion.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way I like to start this, my shows with the PhD guests, is just to ask them about themselves, you know, where they're born, where they're raised, the kind of things they're interested in as a kid, if it were athletics or academics, whatever it was, and just kind of take us through your life, obviously the interesting moments in your life and the things that if you look back in your life, were the signal posts that eventually you got into what you're doing now. But for now, just go ahead and tell us about your life, where you're born and raised, and kind of the things you're interested in growing up.
Yeah, sure. So I was born in Selma, Alabama in 1980. Grew up in a very small town in Marengo County. When I say small, I mean exceptionally small. Fewer than 100 people in my small town. Two older brothers, a younger sister. We always had dogs and a few horses, and there was plenty of open space in woods, and you know, lots of adventures to be had as a kid. And I didn't have many neighbors close by, so generally I was just getting into travel with my brothers. Went to a small school in that area, graduated high school with about, I think there were about 30 students in my class. So when I moved to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to go to college, Tuscaloosa at that time was probably 100,000 people. But for me, I was moving to a major city. Movie theaters and fast food and delivery. It was quite a change for me, actually. I started as an accounting major, and it took one class before I knew that wasn't the path for me. I think I had chosen that major. It seemed the practical course. It seemed just what people were pursuing at the time. So, but I quickly discarded accounting. For some reason, I thought, well, maybe finance would be the way. No, that didn't work either. Quickly moved on from that. And I'd already taken so many business classes at that time that I that I got a management degree, but I started studying English at the time. So I graduated with a double major. I really had no plans post undergraduate study.
Let's pause there and come back to the, after you're finished with your undergrad, and go back a little bit. So you were born in this small town in Alabama. What part of Alabama is that? North, south, east, or west?
It's West Alabama. It's maybe 2 hours or so from Birmingham, an hour or so directly south from Tuscaloosa, where the University of Alabama is.
So are you pretty close to Mississippi where you were born?
Maybe an hour. So it wasn't quite on the border, but reasonably close.
Okay. And so this town is like 100 people, you said?
Yeah, it was this tiny town, Dayton, Alabama. My parents actually aren't from the area. They were living in New Orleans. They had had my two older brothers there. And they just decided to move back to Alabama, where they had both gone to college. And they found this old home. Like an antebellum home that was in total disrepair, just falling apart, essentially. And they thought, well, I suppose they thought it would be great to move to this small town and rebuild this home.
At this time, let's hear from our sponsor. This People Behind the PhDs episode is sponsored by Harp Concepts. Are you an up-and-coming artist with a bright idea? Are you a startup company who needs to prove your concept? Or are you a person who likes to personalize special gifts? Harp Concepts makes high-quality 3D models for a fraction of the price of big-name companies. Learn more at harpconcepts.com. That's harpconcepts.com.
Some great adventure that it was idyllic in some way. And so, yeah, so... 1980, they left New Orleans to this very small rural town in West Alabama.
What were your parents doing work-wise? Because it does have this sort of fantasy quality, like I'm going to move to a small town with my wife and kids and so forth. Or your mom's story, I'm going to move to this small town with my husband and kids. What were they doing for employment or something like that? Yeah, what were they doing for employment?
He'd gotten his law degree at the University of Alabama. I suppose that must have been early 70s when he finished.
Okay.
And he, after graduating there, he went to New Orleans where, you know, if I have all my details correct, he clerked for a federal judge and then joined a law firm. So, young family... You know, New Orleans, and I suppose the desire was to just move out of the city. My mother was actually from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so they had some family in the area, but I think there was just a desire to get out of New Orleans. New Orleans is an awesome city, and it's a great city, but I think they... just didn't imagine themselves raising a family there.
In a city, but was there a lot of law to practice in this 100-person small town?
No, I don't think so. he opened an office maybe 20 miles from our hometown where we were living, in a town called Demopolis. And Demopolis was maybe 7,000 to 10,000 people. So he, bought this office and just started his own sole practitioner law office, where I think he just did a bit of everything. I think there was sometimes in my youth, like reading To Kill a Mockingbird, I think I sort of imagined my dad as Gregory Peck, as this just small town lawyer doing a bit of everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
So that's a nice visual for the listeners as well. So what were some of your early recollections? I mean, were you just a reader as a kid? I mean, Alabama's known for football. Were you into football or sports? What kind of things did you do as a kid, from ages, 0 to 10? What were your interests?
Well, I think I played a lot of sports, and you know, I had these two older brothers, and we had 30 or so acres. We built a field goal. We built a baseball backstop. We built a fort. We built a tree house. Like, it was constantly outdoors, right? I mean, we basically built a baseball diamond.
Wow.
And we're just constantly playing sports. But my parents both had college degrees, did not want the TV on, definitely encouraged lots of reading. So, you know, maybe as a kid when the reading didn't seem so interesting, it was running through the woods. We always had a few horses. So I never really enjoyed riding so much, but my oldest brother did. I actually was in the 4-H as a kid and would go to this farm, and I had a cow that I would feed hay and actually take the cow for walks. I took the cow to the state fair one year.
Wow.
Won a ribbon. So it was very much a country lifestyle, I suppose.
Sure. So tell people, if they don't know, what is the 4-H program? It's a high school program, or?
Well, I don't really know exactly. So 4-H in my area, it was thinking almost like Young Farmers Association. I don't know if that's the greatest depiction of what the 4-H was.
Thanks for listening to part one of the interview with Dr. Robert Poole, who studies ecolinguistics at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. To continue listening, visit drze.net/download. That's drze.net/download. You can also follow me on Facebook at Dr. Z Podcasts and Instagram at drznet. As always, happy deciding. People Behind the PhDs is conceived, written, produced, and edited by Dr. Z, that's me, Zachary Brooks, PhD, in Dr. Z Productions and Podcasts. Learn more at drz.net/about. That's dr-z.net/about.